It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Tamara Gray with the Price City Desert Wave Pool. Haven't had her in for a minute.
I know, it's been a while.
You were kind of busy with international days and whatnot, took a little bit of a break, but school's back in session. That means that, sadly, it's time for the bubble to come back up. We'll talk about that and when that's coming. And, you know, all the other great stuff that they do at the Desert Wave Pool. We have, you know, swim lessons. We still have open swim. We have lap swim. We have water aerobics. All kinds of great things going on. So we thought we'd bring her in to bring everybody back up to speed on that. Tamara, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So every time I say it, I have to say it, you know, tongue firmly planted in cheek. Let's dive right in.
Yes.
And talk about how are things going at the wave pool right now?
Good, good. We're starting to slow down a little bit with the fall coming on, but we do have a weekend full of warm weather and the bubble's still off, so
come and enjoy it for, let's see, would it not quite the last weekend, maybe.
Yeah, not quite the last weekend. We'll have one more weekend.
One more weekend of bubble-free summertime fun at the wave pool.
Yes.
And we were just talking about the fact that, you know, have you ever thought about just cranking up the heat, but it doesn't get you that environment in there.
It doesn't.
That people just don't like to swim in it. I don't get it.
I don't understand.
I would go.
I would too.
It'd be nice. Maybe I'd have the wave pool all to myself. I don't know.
You might, but we want more people to come.
But we want more people there. So the bubble will be coming up here in probably the next couple of weeks. So keep an eye out for that. But the other thing that they always have going on all year around is swim lessons. And we talk all the time about how important it is to get those kiddos out and get them swimming early, isn't it?
Yes. You don't want to wait till summertime shows up and you're ready to go hit the lakes and go have fun. We offer swim lessons year round, so you can start your kids early, get them comfortable in the water, get them to learn to be safe around the water. And so we do offer those year round. We are starting our fall sessions. The first one will start September 11th, so this Monday, and they're 2 days a week, Mondays and Wednesdays, or Tuesdays and Thursdays. You still get 8 lessons. The session runs for 4 weeks. So yeah, it's with everybody being busy, it's easier to do it a couple times a week. And so get them signed up, get them to learn to be safe and feel comfortable in the water.
And really, it's for mom and dad's peace of mind as well.
Yes, definitely.
So that's an important thing. And then the other thing that we always kind of try and talk about that goes somewhat hand in hand with swim lessons is there is a swim team there.
We do. We have a local age group swim team that competes around the state, and they meet up. We prefer you to have your swim lessons, certifications, but you can come try it out. We let them come try it out for a week for free to see, you know, with their abilities and skill levels, if it fits for them. If not, we can get them into swim lessons a few times to work on those techniques and see if they're ready for it. And it's a really great activity and fun.
Getting the next, group of Carbon High School Dino swimmers ready.
Yes, it's a great program to start them in, to get them ready for that high school
and
program.
And just keep going on, following it all the way through. So that's for the kiddos. For the adults, we still have lap swim in the mornings, correct?
We do. We actually have lap swim 5:30 to 8:30 every morning. We bring it back in from 10 to 1 around lunchtime. And then we are doing it in the evenings, just call for information until we get ready to get our indoor pool open. So the evening time varies.
And we're looking forward to that indoor pool being open, and you're hoping sometime later in the fall,
yes,
to have that up and running, because it's, if you haven't seen the pictures, like I was telling her, the roof is beautiful. Telling you, if you go find them, they're out there. And it's getting really exciting to see what's happening at that indoor pool. So hopefully later this fall, the pool will be up and running. And another thing that you have is water aerobics.
Yes, we do have our water aerobics class on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings from 8:30 to 9:30. So moms, you can drop your kids off and come check out our water aerobics class. And we also offer in the evening on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7. Great instructors.
You've got that. that. And you're still doing parties, right?
We are. You know, now it's getting cold and people are wondering where to have a birthday party because the park's too cold. And that's when our bubble comes in handy. It's warm inside and we do reserved parties. We can put a party package together that would accommodate anybody.
And that's what we kind of always talk about, the fact that you can do a party at the wave pool and do everything yourself, or you can do a party at the wave pool and just show up.
Exactly.
You've got... It runs the whole gamut.
It does. Just give us a call and we'll get something scheduled for you.
And then you also have the rentals of the entire pool.
Yeah.
And they can get the Wibbit. Is that what it is?
Yeah. So once we don't run the Wibbit right now with the indoor pool being closed. But once the indoor pool gets reopened, then we will put the Wibbit up again.
I've always thought that, you know, like the indoor pool or just a pool and have those, then the obstacle course and everything like that would be fun for like a company party, for even a Christmas
definitely.
Party.
Oh, definitely. Christmas party, family parties, birthday parties especially, because then you get the pool, the inflatable obstacle course all to yourself. Or you can also rent the wave pool if you know you want that zero depth for the younger kids that maybe can't swim as well for the obstacle course. You can rent out the wave pool, and we do private rentals all the time. We had quite a few this August.
And the other thing, I mean, even if, I don't know who that person would be, even if swimming is not your thing, you still have the concession stand.
That's right. And we're open. Like I said, our morning guard gets there at 5:30 in the morning. You can come in, get a snack. We have hot chocolate, coffee. We have, you know, any kind of snack that you'd like.
And plus, are you still doing lunch specials and stuff for the kids at the high school?
We are. We'll be putting those together soon. Now the high school's back in, and we'll be posting those on our Facebook page.
Maybe even drag some of those college students over.
Oh, yeah. We have kids and you can call ahead and let us know what you want, and we'll have it ready. I know sometimes your lunch hour's not as long as you'd like it to be, so give us a call ahead, and we can make you something and have it ready for you.
There's plenty of great things to do and to you know, have there at the wave pool. We're going to have you come in again in the month of October, because one of my favorite events is coming up, and you said, is that the 27th, 28th? Is that what it was? I believe that's what you were saying.
That weekend right before Halloween.
The weekend before.
Yes.
And that is the
annual Spook and Swim.
It's always a lot of fun.
It is.
So we'll be talking to Tamara next month more about that. Tamara, thank you so much. Now, if anybody has any questions, what's the easiest phone number to remember?
637-SWIM.
Just give her a call down there at the Desert Wave Pool and get up to speed on everything that's going on. Thank you so much for coming in. I really like it when you come in and talk about these things. It's always fun to find out what's going on up there at the pool.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.